Itsum, what up? Hey guys, it's Sum, and today we're talking about, what are we talking about again? How simple things bring happiness to life. So this is just going to be an intro to what we're talking about, and let's say you find finding simple things pretty easy, but if you don't find it, then here's a tip. First of all, just go to long walks by yourself, so just walk around the park. Do something that you've never done before and experience it. And don't get hassled. Be calm. No music. Hear the earth. Hear the beauty. Hear the nature. Not the music right now. And if you're listening to this podcast and you're walking, I'm grateful that you're listening to me. But I recommend that you give this time to you, not to podcasts, because you want to feel the simplest thing in life. So if you are doing that, I might head, you just might pause this and leave your phone right back where it was before. And you can get updates to this later. And I guess if you can't really do that and you have to, then just lock your phone up, man. I've tried doing that. It worked. To make yourself happy and not so alarmed and rushed, I actually have done this hack. So keep your phone on the other side of the room and put a really loud ringtone so that when you wake up, you have to walk to the other side, and by the time you already be awake and you never want to get back in bed. So that is called doing simple things that make you happy. You don't have to sleep again. You might want to, but come on, you're making most of your day. So, yeah, I guess I need a round of applause. So more about this happiness life thing. This is something that I'll definitely put down in the description, and I'll write it down. So just blank, or just is so simple, but it brings light to your life. So let's say just cooking, something simple. It's so simple, but it brings light to your life. And you can use this beside your bedside table as I did for the last podcast. It's very motivating, and I always want people to be motivated because that's what makes you up to your game. And yeah, we already have some New Year's resolutions going on, but I really wanted to talk a little bit about it right now. And for your New Year's resolution, let's say you're a lazy person. Let's say we're lazy, we don't want to do any cleaning. Your New Year's resolution 100% should be lazy at times, but never be lazy two times. So my thing is I'm usually lazy once a month. So that's basically like 12 times a year. And I'm fine with that. And other days you can be lazy, but you've got to get up to your game. So just something is so simple, but it brings light to your life. And you really gotta think that you're not gonna stay on this planet for long. You're gonna pass away, and you gotta make the most of it. I know this might sound sad, but I'm from Australia, and Malcolm Turnbull said that, former Prime Minister, from 2017, said, Australians are scared of one thing, and this could be second on the list, or first, dying, passing away. It's pretty scary, guys. And you don't know how it feels because you're dead. And other people don't know how it feels because they haven't died. And when you're dead, you don't know how you feel. You're just meh. So I'm gonna actually stop talking about all this stuff right now because we are gonna take a break for song one, Solo by Demi Lovato. So that song was just Solo by Demi Lovato, as I said, and now we're gonna start talking about foodie talk. And tell me if you are a foodie person. I'm a very big foodie person, and some of my friends are as well, and they're like, hey, how come you eat so much food but you never get fat? I'm like, because I burn it in like 2 seconds. I'm like, what? I can't do that. So I've been going out to walks with my friends and stuff, and it's been great. And we always talk about food, so I really wanted to include this. Food, what does food mean to you? Food means to me happiness, yumminess, everything else that I love about food, which I can't really explain because I've run out of words. But we're going to talk about foodie talk first, which means just normal food prepared. And then after this, we're going to talk about yummy recipes and how to create them. So, foodie talk, first of all, for yesterday for dinner, my mom made this amazing fish. And in my traditional way, we call it ilishmas. And it's basically just, I think, it's just trout, I think. Or I'm not sure. And basically, it was really good, and she made a sauce. And that sauce went so well. It's like delicious pop in your mouth. And I'll talk about that recipe on the yummy recipes after this. So food is just so delicious. And remember, food is something fresh. Food is something you like. Food is something that will always make you happy. And food can be created very simple, and it can be created very not simple. It could be very hard task. And I just wanted to talk a little bit about chefs. If your parents are chefs, or if you are a chef and you're literally listening, how is life being a chef? Because I really want to know. Like, I think being a chef, I've seen so much Food Network. Put it down and say loud if you watch Food Network. I watch a lot of Food Network. And I've been seeing chefs, they just hang around the kitchen, you know. I felt like that was kind of acting because, like, you know, they're all easygoing. And if there's too many people, they kind of go easy. But I'm thinking if they got too many people, they go scram batch. What? I just used a little bit of my humor there. Hopefully it wasn't too humorous. But, as you know, I will include humor, hopefully, soon. Enough about this humor stuff and more into foodie talk. I'm thinking we should talk a little bit about just TV shows in regular. Which food TV shows do you watch? Shoes. Okay, guys, so I got my head back together. Instead of saying shoes, it's shows. So what shows do you guys watch with foodie stuff in them? I like to watch a lot of, like, Chef Junior stuff because that's, like, my type. And I also like to watch, there's something called Cutthroat Kitchen, but I don't think it goes on anymore, but it used to be really good. Say it out loud, which TV shows you like to watch? Foodie TV shows. So I think we should move on to the yum recipes, because if we don't, then I think we might be overpowering yum recipes, and we need to talk about recipes, people. So guys, now we are finally talking about yum recipes. So I'm going to start off by talking about that delicious sauce my mom put in the ilish, or I think trout fish. So she started off with, you know, prepping her pan, putting a little bit of oil in the pan, letting it bubble, you know, normal. And then she added a little bit of onion, so you can add around half an onion. I think it was the white onions, I think, not the purple ones. I'm not sure really about this stuff. I got my onions really wrong, just saying. So then she stirred that about, and she let the onions become like a very nice, golden brown, but like a little bit burnt, like, you know, kind of get that little burnt and kind of red. So next after that, she added turmeric powder and a little bit of chili powder, stirred that together, and then she added some garlic, smashed up garlic, I think, and smashed up ginger, and it came in like a battery type, and she just threw that in together. So one teaspoon, I think it was, of the garlic paste thing, or garlic smash, and one powder of One powder. One table. No, one teaspoon. Oh my God. I gotta get my one tablespoon. Teaspoon of the, did I say garlic? Ginger. Smashed ginger. She added those in, stirred those about, and then continued adding a little bit of chili powder and turmeric powder. And then she had a whole big gallon of, not a whole, but like, just enough to make it into a sauce. I don't know, like tomato sauce, just tomato sauce. So half of the tomato sauce. And she mixed that about, and then she added more turmeric powder, more chili powder, not too much, but just enough to make it right. And then she added 3 cups of water. So just three little cups of water. And then that makes it easy, so you don't have to make like 3 big whole batches. Just add the waters so it works. And it was so delicious. So it's a pretty easy sauce if you want to make it kind of Bangladeshi style. I also want to talk a little bit more about baking. My parents came to Australia, and Australia is mostly about baking and barbecue. My dad slayed that barbecue like what? And my mom is still working on her baking skills. She has no idea about baking. She likes to use the packaging ones, but other than that, bacon, she is trying to learn baking. She knows everything else about Aussie food, but just not the baking part, like making souffle, making mangarines, making, I don't know what else there is. Making tarts. She hasn't learned that yet and stuff, so hopefully she will. And I'm hoping you guys, we can do a day in the life podcast soon. So I just thought of that because I really thought of food. So yeah. So now we're going to talk about, not talk, listen to the song. This is song number 2, and it is No Brainer by Justin Bieber. So guys, that is almost the end to my podcast today. So this section at the end from now on, I'm actually going to do something called reminders, etc. So tomorrow I will do a podcast, I think. And tomorrow's podcast, I'm not sure what it's going to be about, but if you really want a song, like a song recommendation, I will definitely add it in. And yeah. So, a reminder is I'll probably do podcasts every day from now on, and it will be great. So, if you have any recommendations for what me to do, want me to do some music, more music, whatever you like, I will try and include that in as much as I can. So, it's bye-bye from Sumcast. It's bye-bye from Sumcast. See you next time. Goodbye.